You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 44, Mark and Luke, not eyewitnesses. Today's challenge, how can the Gospels of Mark and Luke be accurate? Neither Mark nor Luke was an eyewitness of Jesus. Today's defense, you don't have to be an eyewitness to write an accurate biography. Today, biographers don't have to know the person they're writing about. They don't even have to be alive at the same time as their subject. Consider all the recent biographies of Abraham Lincoln. No modern authors were eyewitnesses of Lincoln, yet people don't discount their biographies on that basis. What matters is that a biographer has access to reliable sources, and both Mark and Luke did. According to the first century figure John the Presbyter, who was likely one of the authors of the New Testament and who is sometimes identified as the Apostle John, Mark served as Peter's interpreter, compare 1 Peter 5:13, and wrote his gospel based on his knowledge of Peter's preaching. See Eusebius, Church History 3:39-14-15. Based on the unusual prominence of Peter in Mark's gospel, scholars have generally agreed that this is correct. Richard Baucom has even argued that Mark makes use of a literary device known as an inclusio to signal the fact that Peter stands behind the information in his gospel. See Jesus and the Eyewitnesses, chapters 6 and 7. Mark is thus based on eyewitness testimony. Similarly, Luke informs us at the beginning of his gospel that the information in it was delivered to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, Luke 1:2. We can even tell which eyewitnesses much of the information came from. First, Luke used Mark as one of his sources, so some of his material came from Peter through Mark. Second, Luke spent several years with Paul in Rome, Acts 28:16 and 30, where Peter also spent the latter part of his ministry. Peter thus served as a major source for Acts 1-12, see day 26, and Luke likely derived some of the material in his gospel directly from Peter as well. We can also detect other sources. For example, Luke preserves traditions from the Virgin Mary, and he signals this by noting how Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. Luke 2:19, compare 2:51.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.